Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Watch me through and through. Just create.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, change me. Oh, we come to be changed on today. Hallelujah. Come on, church, and open up your mouth and give God some praise right now, right where you are, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Because of Jesus. Oh, what the finished work that Jesus did on the cross that day on Calvary, that we can be changed in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless this holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounded in mercy. He was holy, and he will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us, as far farther to pity his children. Amen. So the Lord pities those who fear him, for he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As a man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it and it is gone, and his place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Amen. Bless the Lord, all you, his hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pleasures. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank him for this day. Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Let us enter in with all faith and prayer right now. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, give it all over to Jesus. Amen. Come on, lay every burden down. Amen. Every worry, every care, lay it down. Hallelujah. Right now. And pick up the peace that God gives, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Come on and have a made up mind today that you're going to follow Jesus and don't turn it back. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come this morning with all faith, believing and trusting you, oh God. Hallelujah. For change in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we didn't come to be the same, oh God. We come to be changed, oh God. Let there be a renewal of our mind right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come humbling ourselves with your mighty hand that we may be delivered from all that's out of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And every Father, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul. Amen. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you that have kept us, oh God. It is you, Father God, that sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. To save us. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for every beat of our hearts and your presence we take up. We thank you, oh God, for keeping those in our presence, hallelujah, from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. We thank you, oh God, that we slept through the night, oh God, that your angels were kept around us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. Holy Spirit of the living God, lead us in prayer this morning that we may receive divine directions and instructions from our Heavenly Father in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that our steps may be ordered. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for ordering steps this morning. My Lord, my God, we bless your name, Father.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come praying with a heart of repentance this morning. We come praying with a heart of thanksgiving and forgiveness right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, creator of heaven and earth, we thank you. As your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, surrendering all over to you, God. We bless your holy name. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. We come believing on this morning. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of God. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Out of the love that you have placed in our heart for you, Lord, creating us a clean heart and a broken and contrite heart and a right heart, repenting in all our ways. Let never be done in sight of vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, Lord, that with you, Heavenly Father, I give all things are possible. But with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come just to worship you, not just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. Hallelujah. According to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O God. I was so thirst, hallelujah, for the living God. I was so dead, overwhelmed with the song that they did pass for the courts of the Lord our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry, oh God. Let hallelujah, that's who you, hallelujah, burn heavenly and keep them, each of us right now. Uphold us with our free spirit. And let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let there be no murmuring or complaining or backbiting or evil found in any of us. Let our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Creating us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. For you are our joy and the lifter of our head. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of worship and truth. Amen. Oh, have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now. Move on us like never before. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. Hallelujah. And make our life be a living sacrifice. A sweet Savior, Roman, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise and everything, things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration through, hallelujah, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ right now to renew a right spirit within us right now. Let the mind of Christ arise within us and over all areas of our lives. We give all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man. Amen. And that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah, to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of our praise, glory, and honor. And we give it to you right now, for there is no one greater than you, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. And Lord, you just have your way right now in us right now. Oh, move on us, Holy Spirit of the living God. Anything that's attached to us that has come from the kingdom of Satan, we destroy it right now with the holy, with the word of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we uproot every seed, hallelujah, that the enemy has planted to cause destruction, to cause sickness, to cause disease, to cause death right now. We uproot all the scripture and we decree it to be destroyed. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree the fact right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we walk in the light and we have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that we are free, that we are free indeed. The glory of God is birthing us and is manifest in glory's presence right now. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that hallelujah, that communion is taking place right now. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it. We decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, we live, we move, and we have our being. Oh, Lord, we pray for the lost this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. That you would thrust the right laborers across their lives, oh God. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. He cut it over with some limitations. Oh, Lord, that we would give them your word, Lord. Not what the world is saying, oh, God, but your word, oh, God, that even the unbeliever may ask, how can I be saved, oh, God? Let us speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of God, oh, God, that we're changed on, that we're praising to Christ Jesus, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. If we had 1,000 tons of people, we still can thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Lord. My Lord, my God, we pray, oh, God, to move mighty in them and on them this day, oh, God. If they all come to know Christ Jesus and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Lord, it's our prayer that every family in the Lord, right in this confused, oh, God, hallelujah, right there, that they will have an understanding of who you are, God. Oh, Lord, that we seek you more, God, as we come this day seeking in Christ your kingdom and all your righteousness, knowing that all we need shall be added unto us, oh, God. Lord, we come trusting you for a miracle. We come believing, oh, God, that you can do all things, oh, God. But Lord, we ask you to help us with our unbelief. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray right now for the world leaders that your spirit rest upon them. And Lord, we believe that, hallelujah, that skillful and godly wisdom has entered into their hearts of all world leaders and that they will do your will. Heavenly Father, that they have hearts and ears attentive, amen, to your godly counsel right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, make them, hallelujah, to make them men and women, oh God, of your integrity, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Oh Lord, purge the wicked one from the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we, your children, may live in peace, sleep in peace, eat in peace, of God, shelter in peace, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray that the wicked world leaders shall be cut off right there and rooted out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, you are our refuge and our stronghold in a time of trouble. So we decree and declare in our mouths today that your people dwell safely in this land. Amen. And we prosper abundantly. We are more because of Christ Jesus. We give thanks unto you, Lord. And hallelujah, that the good news of the gospel is published in our land. The word of the Lord prevails and grows mighty in the hearts and lives of his people. Amen. We give thanks for this land and leaders that you have given us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we pray for healing for those that are sick in our bodies, oh God, that are dealing with any kind of pain or discomfort or diagnosis from the doctor. We declare that they are healing right now by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We speak victory on this morning. We speak life and healing. Hallelujah. We speak blessing, amen, and not cursing up. Hallelujah. We speak favor that coming from you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We come against every prayerless, this right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every hindering spirit on the line right now, every unteachable spirit, every spirit of oppression, depression, frustration, distraction, infirmity, affliction, virus, and sickness, or disease. We come against the spirit of destruction, death, and premature death. We come against the spirit of unforgiveness. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit right now of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against the spirit of poverty, lack, and death. We come against the spirit of resilience and bitterness, resentment. We come against the spirit of anger and rage and wrath. And we command you to speak your words and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and never to enter us again. We come against the spirit of addiction and gluttony and mammon. We come against every spirit of medicine. We come against every type of spirit, religious spirit, restricting spirit, and marine spirit. We command you to speak your words and die at the root and come out of us. Come out of our bloodline. Come out of our family, friends, and loved ones right now in the name of Jesus Christ and never to enter again. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, while all these spirits have been vacated, oh God, we ask that you're filling with that Holy Spirit to overflow in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And we receive it right now by faith. Hallelujah. You just open up your mouth and say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Help us to seek you more, God, that we may find. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you that our sins have been forgiven according to 1 John 1 and 9. You said if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you there and we receive, amen, our forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish-free, totally blameless, amen. from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. At the intrinsic and quantum level, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless our food and water, that when we take it, it will take this away from our body, amen. Oh Lord, let our hearts be with the rhythm of life, oh God, Lord, speak to the blood on today, but we know life is the best in this blood, amen. Lord, I pray right now for hallelujah, for long life for us, oh God, your children, a long hope and a good life, a healthy life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, and we just want to say, thank you. Lord, I pray that you will continue to strengthen us as we go forth, oh God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you're preparing a way for us, oh God, making every crooked path straight before us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say, thank you, oh God. Father God, as the word go forth this morning, oh God, let change come, oh God, in the heart of your children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we may examine ourselves, oh God, and anything that's not of you, that we will put it off, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray for continued blessing and favor, oh God, for the life of my husband and children, family members and loved ones right there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of them. And Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that your blessings are not going and coming on today, oh God. Your ministers in traveling, bracing nurses to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle form of transportation that we may take on today of those in our family may take up. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of over our homes that we'll leave up. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over any around about every road, street, highway, avenue, building the place everywhere our feet may tread. I plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And I declare the path of blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Let me come and rise up against us and judgment. God shall condemn. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, I pray for the God of prophecy right now. When the enemy has caused division of separation, Lord, I pray for peace right now. When the enemy has caused confusion, hallelujah, and backbiting and gossip. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare that there is healing to come right now where there is sickness and disease. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, Lord, we pray that goodness on today, that we worry by faith, and Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you give the increase, amen. We decree and declare by faith, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and the penitent on the Father, that we're going after the kingdom of God, amen. Born again, like hallelujah, like the word of God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we're healed and there's no lack, no setback, no misfortune, no missed opportunity, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you that we're overcomers in Christ Jesus, who overcame the world. We are the righteousness of God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, healed by the stripes of Jesus, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we put on that right there, the full armor of God, and we just read the pattern with color from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We take the shield of faith and we push in and fight and thought that the enemy is sending our right now. In the future marches, Father, right now in the future, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we cut ourselves loose from anything that attacks us, that kills us, or holds us, or enters in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, let that be a breakthrough in the heaven of this morning, that you pour death on the life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. And Father God, we thank you for the overflow right there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hiya, my God. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, Father. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over our marriages right now. We decree the fact that our marriage is prospering, amen. Our marriage is blessed, hallelujah. Our marriage is favored by God, amen, hallelujah. My God, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, deliver us right now, God, in this service. Lord, we give it all over to you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we trust you with it all in for it right now. We bless your name. You shall have you. Oh, my mother said, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And we decree and declare right now, my faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that it is done. That all things are going to be together to the Lord, my God, that we love you, Lord, according to your faith. Giving it all over to you right now. We bind our will with your will, and we cover it by your will. On earth as it is in heaven, and we bind our minds to the mind of Christ. that the mind of Christ may arise and operate in us right now. And we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Oh Lord, we owe you everything. And we thank you for your glory. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you fill these your temples right now and let us hear each other with your shepherd. Hallelujah. We open up our mouths and we say we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Amen. That our words are seasoned. And we thank you for them. That we're blessed and we're brought from glory to glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We pray this morning for Sister Williams and the family. And those who have lost a loved one, we lift them up right now, God. We call upon you, Lord, of all comfort right now, that you would accommodate them more. That peace would come, oh God. That joy would come. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we love you. We bless your name, Heavenly Father. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfill and the promises of God, the Holy Spirit of the living God. The word of the Father, believe it in Jesus' name, we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, church, let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm being led with by the Holy Spirit. There's one right now that needs prayer. Right now, whatever it is, we want you to press one. We welcome you. But right now, if there is anyone, there's power in the secret. And you may feel like you're not going to come out of here, or this is just too much. And whether you're speaking or something, anyone else, if you think it matters, you thought that, I want you to know right here, right now, that God has said, come on, give it all over to me if you'll just trust me. God, no one looks impossible. It sounds impossible. He said, I'm a God of all possibilities. Amen. There's no limit for what God can do. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome this Sunday morning. We bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Welcome. I am a prophet, Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
We welcome you at the Gospel Public Ministry here in Houston, Texas. We welcome you if it's your first time here in Sunday service. Pray for one. Amen. We want to pray for you. We want to welcome you. First of all, we want to pray for you and pray with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Trust in God for a miracle. Amen. In your life. For we know that there is power in agreement. Amen. So you don't have to go through this by yourself. You are not alone. Amen. Amen. I want you to understand that God works through people. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Spirit of God dwells in us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when somebody speaks to me in your life, you say, how did you know that? Don't you know God knows everything? And he uses people to speak to you.
Amen.
Sometimes speak for you. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, if there be one on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. To those of our family here in Houston, Texas, and surrounding cities, amen, in Louisiana, hallelujah, Atlanta, amen, Illinois, New York, New Jersey, amen, you know who you are, where you are, amen. We welcome you, and we thank God for you, because you could have been anywhere, but you decided to be here with us on today. So I pray that the word go forward, be a blessing to you and to those that you love, that you can share the word, amen, not to keep it to yourself. So when somebody says, what was the sermon about? What did God say? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God is speaking. Amen. What did God say? And we just thank God for the word. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm excited. We're a little bit, I will say, a little bit sleepy for me. We had a show that in late yesterday and worked all day yesterday. Went to work 3 hours in the morning, came back, had to load up. We probably go to bed tomorrow almost 4 in the morning. But we thank God for restoration. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the name you want to say good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, every single one. We'd like to welcome every single one. Thank you all for welcoming us into your homes as well. I heard Apostle Tawanika say every single one and all the surrounding areas, every single state, people that are living in different states that even came to church this morning. We just like to say welcome, welcome, welcome this morning.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We have our communion on Sunday morning service. So if you grab your elements, everything you need for communion, like my husband said, well, it's your cracker or your water, or juice, or whatever. We're going to say communion. We're going to have a song selection from our bread. Oh, we're going to, okay. I'll shout it out. We're singing. Amen. We're going to have a song selection from Brother John Washington. Amen. God bless you, Brother John Washington. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all this morning. I know God is able. You know, he can do all things but fail. And I just like to give him, which is the head of my life, all the honor and all the glory. And I would like to say this before I sing this song, that yesterday we was at Bethel Gospel Tabernacle, and it was a young folks celebration. And believe me, we had a good time with those young people, because when you see young people that serving God, you know, we supposed to support them. And we did support them, but it's a storm came through, you know. A bad little storm came through, but I want you to know that God is able to clear up everything, especially when young people are involved, because we need them more involved, you know. And he just, you know, he took that storm on away, and they went on with the show that they were doing, you know. They were doing praise dances and singing for God. And when you see young people do that, that's what we need. We need to bring them back, because there's so much happening these days. I just wanted to say that, young people, and I hope someone from Bethel Gospel Tabernacle is listening to that. But I did sing this song, and God brought it through. There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. If your soul is not anchored to Jesus, you will surely drift away. Well, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. If your soul is not anchored with Jesus, you will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord. Drift away, Lord. You will surely drift away. Oh, if your soul is not anchored to Jesus, you will surely drift away. There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. Oh, if your soul is not anchored with Jesus, well, you will surely drift away, Lord, drift away. Oh, you will surely drift away. If your soul is not anchored with Jesus, well, you will surely, I know you will surely, I believe you will surely drift away. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Brother Joel, for such a beautiful song and just sing with so much passion and anointing that God has blessed you with. May God continue to strengthen you and use you mighty. Amen. May you be that light.
Thank
Amen. In the presence
you,
of God,
bless
God bless you. We love you so much. Amen.
Love you too.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to enter in and have our communion. If you have your elements there with you, we're going to go ahead and take our communion at this time. Hallelujah. Amen. Just thanking God for the finishing from the finish. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I sent you. For I say to you, I will not come to eat of it until it's fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity this morning to worship you, Father. We thank you, Father God, that you have saved us and you have set us free. We remember your finished works, Father. We remember what you have done, Jesus Christ, right there on the cross. We remember how you had gave your life for every single one. You saved the whole world. You defeated Satan right there on that cross. And we are a product of that finished work, your finished work. We thank you, Father, that we are your righteousness, clothed with immense power and authority. We thank you, Father God, that your fruit that dwells in us and we produce every single righteous fruit in our lives right now, today, right now. It don't matter what it looks like. It don't matter what it seems like. We are the righteousness of God because of Jesus Christ, who have made us righteous. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespass. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. We thank you, Father, we're able to enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, you went to the cross for us. You took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquity and trespasses to the cross with you. So we thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you. We thank you that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. So we say by faith, Lord, by your stripes, Lord, we are healed, delivered, and set free. So we now take this piece of bread in remembrance of you. You may eat. Your word says, Lord, that after supper, in 1 Corinthians, that Jesus, that he took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Your blood justifies us. It sanctifies us, redeems and cleanses us, and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, and all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. So we now take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of you. You may drink. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen and amen again. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have a song selection of tune, and we'll be right back here for the preach word by Apostle Howard and Girl. Many.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter research, a prolific dissertation. Oh, if I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, ooh, no matter water of thirst. We thank you for what you've done, God. What you're doing, God. And what you're gonna do. No matter who.
Come soon, fire sweet perfume. Your heart's breath feels this way. Come soon. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service this morning, the most important part of Sunday service, the reason why we have come, to get the word of God today. And we thank God for this opportunity to receive this word. So I would like for everyone to help me to welcome our very own, this beautiful woman of God, a woman that is willing to yield to the Holy Spirit, that's up early every single morning because she hear a word from God, say, get up, I have something to tell you. Amen. A very powerful praying woman of God, an intercessor that God has anointed for this time. I would like for everyone to help me welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, let's open up our mouth and just magnify the Lord with me right now. Amen. Yes. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Yes.
I can't
yes.
thank God enough for what God is doing, what he's done, and trusting God for what he's about to do in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Let us enter in for the sake of time on this platform. I won't be before you long, but I believe as the word go forward strongly that you will receive Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for you, the head of my life and the lift of my head. Lord, we thank you again for this opportunity you've given us, Lord God. Let me be that vessel that you flow through unhindered. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity. And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. Hallelujah. 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 And I decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you to be on the throne of my life in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done right now. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so excited. I want to say thank you to Sister Connie. She's in service on today. She was at the play last night, always supporting, always ready to be in position, looking good and youthful. Amen, as ever. And I just thank God for you. And, of course, Pastor Manny for standing in the position, being the head that he is, up front, making sure all things are in order. And I just thank God for you both. Amen. Hallelujah. And it just brings me to the message today. We're talking about friendship. Do I have a friend in you? And am I a friend to you? So we want to talk about that on this morning. Amen. I just thank God for the word that goes forward, more of a teaching, a little bit of preaching. I may hoop and holler a little bit because I get excited knowing that I have a friend in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Before we dive right in, I want to start with understanding what friendship is. The Bible says in Proverbs 18 and 24, if you want to write this down, like I said, for the sake of time on this platform, I won't be before you long. So if you can write down the scriptures and go back to it. Matter of fact, we're so blessed in this time that you can go back to the show because it's, or you can go back to the platform online because it's archived. Amen. So we're talking about friendship. Do I have a friend in you? The Bible says in Proverbs 18 and 24, a man who has friends must himself be friendly. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And this is going to lead me into the word that's going forth in his preach lesson on today about friendship. So we're going to talk about David, amen, and Jonathan. But I want us to understand in this scripture in Proverbs 18 and 24, And Pastor Man, let me know if I'm going too fast because I want us to get this on today. Amen. Because we always, oh, that's my friend. Oh, yes, I'm a friend of so-and-so. But are we truly being a friend to one another? And what the definition of friend is, Jesus showed us. Amen. So when we look at Proverbs 18 and 24, a man who has friends must himself be friendly. But there is a friend who sticks closer than the brother. I want us to understand loneliness is everywhere. Many people feel cut off and alienated from others. Being in a crowd just makes people more aware of their isolation. See, we all need friends close, listen, care, and offer help when it is needed in good times and bad times. Amen? See, it is better to have one such a friend than dozens of superficial acquaintances. See, instead of wishing you could find a true friend, seek to become one yourself. See, there are people who need your friendship, amen? Ask God to reveal them to you and then take on the challenge of being a true friend. One thing my husband said, I want to be your friend. I'm your friend, hallelujah. So when I can't hear you as my hallelujah husband or wife, will you listen to your friend? That's not going to steer you in the wrong direction. It has your best interest at heart, amen? You may not want to hear the truth, but as your friend, I'm going to tell you the truth, not to hurt you, but to help you. Hallelujah. 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 See, in John 15, and see, we see Jesus here in John 15, verse 12 through 15, if you go with me here in the Bible. Amen. John 15, verse 12 through 15. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we look at the scriptures in John 15, 12 through 15, chapter 15, 12 through 15, we talk about Satan John. Jesus enacts friendship throughout the gospel. But these verses provide the words to describe and name who and what Jesus is as friend. Hallelujah. In John, Jesus is both the model and the source of friendship. So let us read chapter 15, verse 12 to 15. It reads that this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life for his friend. Verse 14 said, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Verse 15 says, no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends for all things that I heard my Father have made known to you. When we look at the scripture, see, we ought to love each other as Jesus loved us. And he loved us enough to give his life for us. So we may not have to die for someone, but there are other ways to practice sacrificial love, listening, hallelujah, helping, amen, encouraging, and giving. Think of someone in particular who needs this kind of love today. Hallelujah. Give all the love that you can. Amen. And then trying to give a little more. Hallelujah. Like my husband always say, go to scripture and say, give me the advantage. Give me the advantage. I'm going to give you the advantage. When we look at verse 15 and understand verse 15, I'll read it again to you. It says, hallelujah. No longer do I call you servant, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. Because Jesus Christ is Lord and Master, he should call us servants. Instead, he calls us friends. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How comforting and reassuring it to be chosen as Christ's friend. Because he is Lord and Master. Hallelujah. We owe him our unqualified obedience. Amen. But most of all, Jesus asked us to obey him because we love him. We're talking about friendship on today. And I take it to heart when I say you are my friend. And I'm a friend to you. I'm going to be that friend to you. I'm going to support you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to tell you, hey, that don't look right. I don't think you should. Out of love, I'm going to be that friend through good times and bad times, through sickness and in health. Amen? Hallelujah. We're talking about what a friendship really is. And hallelujah, some people look like this friendship. No, what really are you doing in your friendship? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah, Proverbs 27:17, that as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. See, I want us to understand, friend, amen, in this friendship that we are having, hallelujah, hallelujah, we are sharpening one another. So we want to make sure that we're with someone that's like-minded, amen, hallelujah. See, there is a mental sharpening that comes from being around good people, hallelujah, and the meeting of the minds that can help people see their ideas with new clarity, refine them, and sharpen them into brilliant insights. This requires discussion partners who can challenge each other and stimulate thoughts. People who focus on the idea without involving their ego in the discussion. People who know how to attack the thought and not the thinker. We're talking about friendship on today. Two friends who bring their ideas together can help each other become sharper. Are you a friend? Can I find a friend in you? Then I have to ask myself, am I a friend? And can you find a friend in me? See, some people are in relationships or friendships, and they're saying, I'm always doing for my friend, and, you know, I go the extra mile, but my friend won't do that for me. Then you have to reevaluate that relationship, and hallelujah, and make sure, hallelujah, that is, first of all, a relationship that God has called. Some people, they think about relationships being between just husband and wife, my Lord, my God. But when you're in a friendship, you're in a relationship, okay? But first of all, you got to be in a relationship with God, amen? So hallelujah, because God has called us to be in an intimate relationship with him first. So when we can be in a relationship with our Father, our Maker, then we can be a friend to those, hallelujah, God has called in our lives. Hallelujah, we're friendshiping, amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Do I have a friend in you? And can you find a friend in me? I know many of us have been in relationships and friendships. And like I just said, have poured out and given so much and things that you would not have done to them, that your friend went behind your back and spoke evil against you and set up ways to set you up. Hallelujah. And then you realize that they was never a friend at all, but you were being a friend to them. I go back to the scripture, Proverbs 18 and 24 says, a man who has friends must himself be friendly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. So this takes me to the book of Samuel. 1 Samuel 20 and 4. I want to say, imagine a young man who has it all. He comes from a powerful family and is heir apparent to the family fortune. Everyone knows that one day he is destined to take his father's place as head of the business. Fortunately, he has the temperament and giftedness to fill his father's shoes. Yet this talented son is willing to sacrifice everything for another capable man, his closest friend, whom he believes is the right choice to run the empire. Where there could be contention, there is instead undying commitment. His extraordinary decision is unprecedented. I want you to understand, unparalleled. Where there could be robbery, there is genuine respect. In truth, David is God's anointed, and his friend Jonathan does everything possible to support the one who will rightfully rule, including protecting David from his own jealous father, the reigning of the king of Israel. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 20:4, said, Jonathan said to David, whatever you want me to do, I'll do for you. See, Jonathan is willing to sacrifice everything, even the throne, for the higher good of his friend. He enters into a covenant friendship with the man of God, the man of God that God has chosen for king. And he intends for their sworn oath. See, they made an oath. They made a covenant, a sworn oath of friendship to have an impact from generations to generations to come. I remember when I was a little girl, it was a young lady. She was probably a couple years older than me. And she said, you're my friend. We're going to become blood sisters. So she pricked my finger with a thorn, and she pricked her finger with a thorn, and we put our fingers together, and we became blood sisters. So we have entered into a covenant. And she was somebody that people feared in the neighborhood. And when they knew that that was my friend, they would not mess with me, because she would be right there standing in the gap, making sure you don't put your hand on my friend. She stood in the gap saying, you got to go through me to get to her. Hallelujah. It's hard to find people like that nowadays. They'll move out the way and say, that ain't for me. You know, one day will stand before you and say, in order for you to get to him or to get to her, you got to go through me first. They didn't just say it. They actually did it. Hallelujah. They'll tell you, go get in the car. I got this. You going to eat your food. I got this. You don't even got to deal with this. We're talking about a friend. We're talking about a friend this morning. Amen. Do I have a friend in you? And do you have a friend in me? Hallelujah. I think I can just stop right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I'm going to keep on. I'm going to keep on for a minute here. Amen. Hallelujah. Help us, Holy Spirit. We look at 1 Samuel chapter 18, if you will. And 1 and 3. So we're going to be in the book of Samuel for a minute, so you can just write it down. See, earlier, Jonathan must have at least known of David. He served in the palace courts and had quite the reputation. In 1 Samuel 16 and 18, church, one man in the palace said, I have seen a son of Jesse, Bethlehem, who knows how to play the harp. He is a brave man and a warrior. He speaks well and is a fine-looking man. And the Lord is with him. But the day David slew the giant Goliath, whatever limited relationship he and Jonathan may have had deepened dramatically to what can only be characterized as diehard devotion. That very day, a strong spiritual bond suddenly connected the two young men in deepest friendship. So we look in 1 Samuel 18, the Bible says Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. As a friend, do you love your friend as yourself? When I say this and when I think about it, it's like what you would want someone to do to you in that friendship, you would do the same because you would do that for yourself. Hallelujah. I'm excited because when you have a true friend, they're going to make sure you have. As long as they got, and they'll tell you, as long as I got it, you got it. Don't worry about nothing to eat because if I'm eating, you eating. Don't worry about what somewhere to stay. If I got somewhere to stay, you got somewhere to stay. Don't worry about if you ain't got no ride. If I got a car, you got a ride. So we're talking about friendship. And it's so hard to truly find someone that is truly a friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is a friend? What is a friend? A friend is a person united to another by feelings of affection, loyal support, and time spent together. You people feel like, if I don't see you for 2 or 3 years, and I see you still friends. No, you got to spend some time together. Friends do not go without spending time together. Hallelujah. See, then we talk about acquaintances that have called themselves friends, but they're not really truly being a friend because friends spend time together. I've had people get upset and say, why you say I'm not your friend? We can go 10 years without talking and we'll still be friends. I want to tell you, baby, that ain't a friend. You don't know what's going on with me. I don't know what's going on with you. Not a friend knows everything about their friend. They're connected in their way. And a lot of times you ain't even got to, like I say, David and Jonathan, they became one in spirit. So you ain't even got to tell your friend something wrong with you because they're your friend, they've been around, they can tell when something is wrong with you. You can say, ain't nothing wrong with me, eh? No, I know you. I've been around you long enough, but that means you got to spend time with your friend to get to know your friend, amen? To have this intimate relationship, to have this affectionate and loyal relationship, you got to spend time with your friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we look at the inscription and we're talking about David and Jonathan, like father, unlike son. When we're talking about Saul, King Saul, and his son Jonathan, we look at it here like father, unlike son. Saul and Jonathan cannot be more different in their attitudes and actions toward David. Although David had brought honor to the king through one military victory after another, it is the refrain of a song that God saw and has him seeing green where David is concerned. The words credit Saul with slaying thousands, but David with 10,000. In 1 Samuel 18:9, it said, and from that time on, Saul kept a jealous eye on David. Jonathan reveres David, and Saul rivals him. Soon Saul's emotions turn with murderous hatred, and the medical monarch attempts to kill David, and time again. So while Saul seeks to take David's life, Jonathan seeks to protect it. We're talking about a friend here. Hallelujah. His own father was seeking to kill his friend, but he was seeking to protect it. Jonathan's commitment to the will of God and to the bond of friendship is far stronger than the blood tie of his father. There could not be a more devoted friend than Jonathan. But what does it mean to be a friend? What does it mean to be a friend? I say to you again, church, you got to be united to another by feelings of affection, loyal support, and time spent together. Hallelujah. I don't know if y'all know this, but Philadelphia means brotherly love. Philadelphia means brotherly love. And philanthropy, it means the love for man, benevolence. Jesus said in John 15:13, as we've read today, greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friend. Friend, are you a friend? Do I have a friend in you? The Bible reminds us in Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times. Hallelujah. We may be upset. We may not agree, but I'm going to love you. I'm going to love you. And when I don't talk to you, guess what? It's going to hurt me because of the love I have for you, the intimate love that I have for you. Amen. The Bible said that David and Jonathan have a love so deeper than that a woman would have with a man. Not saying that they were in the homosexuality because that was forbidden in that time, but I'm saying that's the kind of love, that kind of deep love that when it goes away, it hurts. When you're not able to speak to it, it hurts your heart when you lose that friend. You know, when you have that kind of love for your friend, because we're talking about friendship today, church. Hallelujah. David becomes a man on the run from Saul. Caught up in the terrors of the moment, his prophet anointing as the next king of Israel by the prophet Samuel is no doubt a in memory before beginning life as a fugitive. David and Jonathan exchange a grievous, gut-wrenching farewell. David, in 1 Samuel 20 and 41, David bowed down before Jonathan three times with his face to the ground. Then they kissed each other and wept together, but David wept the most. In 1 Samuel 20 and 42, hallelujah, Jonathan told David, go in peace, for we have sworn friendship with each other in the name of the Lord, saying the Lord is a witness between you and me and between your descendants and my descendants forever. Friendship is reciprocated, you all. It's reciprocal. It's a reciprocal relationship of liking and loving between two people. Amen. Friendship is a mutual emotion based on liking, philo love, hallelujah, philo love, how you pronounce that, depending on your tongue, amen, filial love, hallelujah. I want us to understand, church, see, because of Abraham's faithfulness to the Lord, he was given the unique title, the friend of God, hallelujah, a filios of God, not a heteros of God. What a friend of God. The Bible says in James 2 and 23 that the scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness and he was called God's friend. We're talking about friendship this morning. Amen. I want you to evaluate your friendship and not just the other person, but I want you to examine yourself. Are you truly being a friend? Friendship that is mature also includes agape love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, the Greek word agape means a commitment to seek the highest good of another, even when a person has characteristics you don't like. We're talking about friendship this morning, amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans 5 and 8, God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We're talking about unconditional love. And sometimes it hurts, and sometimes you got to tell your friend the truth, and sometimes you got to turn your friend in to help them. You say, I'm not trying to hurt you, friend. I'm trying to help you, and right now, you're destroying your life. I'm going to have to turn you in to the, yeah, you did wrong. I can't hide you out like this, friend, because all I'm going to do is I'm going to hurt you if I could come into agreement with this destruction lifestyle, this devastating way that you are living. I got to tell you, I got to sit you down, friend, because I love you so much, and I see you going in the wrong direction, and I'm not, if you want somebody to agree with you in your wrongness, I wouldn't be a friend if I did, but as your friend, I'm here to tell you, you're going the wrong way, and you're headed down the road of destruction, a path of death, and I'm here to stop you from going that way. You can hate me right now, but in the end, you're going to appreciate it because you're going to say, I really had a friend. And see, people are looking for someone that's going to be honest with them, that's going to be a true friend. See, some of us just want somebody to agree with you. See, that ain't a friend. One that will tell you the truth. Hallelujah. I'm going to get some help around here. I want you to understand what a friend is. What a friend is. There's so much I can say today and so much I wanted to and I want to pull from this morning as I was studying here about friendship, you know, and I was thinking, I don't really have a friend, and, you know, and I realized my friend is right next to me. You know, I may get into it with my friend, but because of love, me and my friend are able to get back on one accord. Amen. Some of our, your friend is right there in your home, your husband, your wife, and you're going back and forth. God has called them to be in your life and to be a friend to you. So if you can't talk to your wife or your husband, amen, there's wife and husband, can I talk to my friend right now? I want to talk to my friend. Amen. I want to sit down and have a conversation with my friend. Amen. Because a lot of times we're quicker to listen to our friend and take, you know, reason from our friend. They'd be like, who's that person that they'll listen to? Who she'll listen to? Or who he listen to? Well, you got to call a friend because they're going to listen to so-and-so. They listen to your friend, and your friend will listen to you. Amen. And they know I don't listen to everybody else, but because you are my friend, my true friend, I know you're not going to tell me wrong. I know you're not going to steer me wrong. Amen. Hallelujah. I know you're going to go all the way with me. See, a friend going to go all the way with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to get ready to wrap up here. Amen. I want to understand the characteristics of friendship as we're talking about David and Jonathan. See, Jonathan and Saul also become men on the run as well, fleeing, hallelujah, the nation of Israel, a fierce enemy, the Philistines. The king and his three sons become key targets of the pagan warriors, and before long, the inner royal circle is destroyed, and sadly, Jonathan is killed along with his brothers, and Saul is critically wounded and commits suicide to avoid falling into the enemy's hands. The Bible says in 2 Samuel 9:7, with Jonathan dead, the cherished covenant between he and David will soon be enacted for the next generation. David said, I will surely show your kindness for the sake of your father. Hallelujah, Jonathan. Hallelujah. This is what David said to Jonathan. I want us to understand, church, there are three levels of friendship. It can only be characterized as the most committed of friendships. The death of Jonathan plunges David into a grief-filled season of mourning and weeping and fasting. The soon-to-be king orders that a lament be taught, hallelujah, to the men of Judah, one honoring both Jonathan and Saul for the contributions to the nation. But for Jonathan, David reserves the most tender words of all in tribute to the impact of steadfast sacrificial love. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Samuel 1:26, hallelujah, I grieve for you, Jonathan, my brother. You were very dear to me. Your love for me was wonderful, more wonderful than that of women. Hallelujah. Do you have that kind of friendship, that kind of love for one another? Hallelujah. Jonathan had implored David in a covenant promise, do not ever cut off your kindness from my family. Once the newly crowned king consolidates his kingdom and conquers his enemies, his faithfulness to the friendship covenant is manifested with a question. In 2 Samuel 9:1, is there anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. We're talking about friendship. We're talking about a friendship. I'm going to carry out that my friend has asked me to do, because I was committed to the friendship. Oh, he's gone. I ain't got to do it. No, I have to do it because I'm committed still, even after death, to the friendship, to the one who called me friend and that I called a friend that I was a friend to and who was a friend to me. I'm talking about friendship on today. See, while Jonathan and David shared a deep committed friendship, some relationships operate on a more shallow level. Hallelujah. Casual friends. Talk about casual friends. I know I got to wrap up here. Casual friends. There are people whom you have, hallelujah, when we talk about casual friends, occasional contact with. Y'all have common interests and activities, some knowledge of accomplishments, abilities, and character qualities. Yeah, concerns are for personal problems and guarded emotions are no accountability. We're talking about casual friends. The Bible said, and Bible says in 3 John 14, I hope to see you soon. And we will talk face to face. Peace to you, the friends here send their Greek friends there by name. Amen. Hallelujah. We're talking about casual friends. Let's talk about close friends. See, there are people with whom you have regular contact, mutual interests and activities, sensitivity to likes and dislikes, strengths and weaknesses, of personal comfort during trials and sorrows, of willingness to become vulnerable and limited accountability. The Bible says in Amos 3 and 3, do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so. Then we talk about the committed friends. Amen. They are the people whom you have made a commitment to spend quality time together. They are the people that have shared values and goals, joys and sorrows, experience and commitments, of freedom to help correct character flaws, of personal involvement in defending reputation, hallelujah, frequent risk, transparency, of reciprocal commitment and sacrificial love. Amen. I'm talking about a committed friendship. Hallelujah. You ain't gonna be able to talk about you ain't gonna talk about my friend in front of my face. And I ain't gonna let you do that. People say that I ain't gonna let you do that, and now you can try that with somebody else, but I ain't gonna sit up here and let you go think you're gonna talk about my friend in front of my face. I'm gonna tell you who she is. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Ruth 1:2-16, Ruth replied to Naomi, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but death separates you and me." I'm talking about a friend. Friendship. Friendship. If you all, you just always on the receiving end and not giving, you need to re-examine, hallelujah, you need to re-examine yourself in this friendship. If you're always trying to see what you can get your friend to do because they're being a friend to you, but are you truly being a friend to them? Amen? Hallelujah. Have you ever said, I'm a friend to you, but you ain't been no friend to me? Hallelujah. We're talking about friendship on today. As we close out here, I wish we had more time, but I pray that you are able to get something from the lesson, the message that went forth on today as we leave this place with never the presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah. As I wrap up here, and I have the question to the answer by scripture, should I be totally trusting in friendship or conscience? The Bible says in Proverbs 12:26, a righteous man is conscious in friendship, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. Should I avoid becoming friends with those who are easily angered? The Bible says in Proverbs 22:24-25, do not make friends with a hot-tempered man. Do not associate with one easily angered, or you may learn his ways and get yourself ensnared. Why should I literally pray for wise friends in my daily walk? The Bible says in Proverbs 13:20, he who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Amen. What value does the earnest counsel of a friend bring up? The Bible says in Proverbs 27:9, perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of one's friend brings from his earnest counsel. Hallelujah. I got a question. What does the Bible say about one who falls down in a friend who can help him up? Ecclesiastes 4:10 says, if one falls down, his friend can help him up. Hallelujah. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Amen. I got a question today. What is the greatest love a friend can show to his friend? The Bible says in John 15:3, greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. Amen. I got a question today, church. Can I get by with being a friend who loves only sometimes? The Bible says in Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. I got a question for your church on today. Why should I value the wounds of a trusted friend? But the Bible says in Proverbs 27:6, wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. Amen. My Lord, my God, my question today, church, do I have a friend in you? Are you being friendly? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hiya. Hey, come on out. Hallelujah. I want you to re-examine yourself, church, and see, are you truly being a friend? Are you just taking? Hallelujah. Or are you the one that's always giving? Ask God today to send you the one that he's ordained for your life to be a friend to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, for Jesus already set the mold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise.
What a blessed message that we have heard. What a blessed message.
That friendship that we have with God, that's the great desire and desire to have you, that friendship in Christ Jesus, is one inside in Christ. We like to welcome you to the gospel of the present one. Father God, we thank you. We thank you so much that you have preached this word to our minds and have preached it to our hearts, Father. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you set correction, hallelujah, amongst your people. Let us know who are with you and who are against you. Not for us to come fighting and criticizing and judgmental and to cut you off. But for us to realize that this relationship that you have with us, this same relationship that you want us to have with one another, we cannot have a relationship, Father, with man and woman if we don't know how to have a relationship with him. And we thank you for this word, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are. Thank you that you are showing us through your word, that you speak to our heart, through your word that we speak, through your word, Father God, through your word that we speak to us. And we pray, Father God, that this word is manifest itself and takes root inside of us, that we know who we are, Lord. And we say all is well with us and our home. All is well, all is well. Jesus' blood precious over us right now. And we don't have anything to worry about because you are for us. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Everybody's closer. Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Every time we're going to receive our tithes and offerings, if you have your tithes and offering, amen. We thank God for the opportunity to be able to give to complete our worship and giving. Amen. So if you have your tithes and offering, you'll send those over to Cash App. If you have Cash App, Pastor Chantel or Zelle at 346-243-0980. And you can call the same number if you need another remit too. Amen. So let us pray over our tithes and offering. Father God, we thank you, O God, for you've blessed us to be a blessing. Amen. We thank you, O God, for your words that you give seed to the sower, God, and that you give the increase. So, Lord, we ask, O God, for those that give on today, O God, and purpose the heart to give. O Lord, let there be no lack in their giving. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, dear Jesus, you made us an ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. For your word says that you love a cheerful giver. So we do not give grudgingly or out of necessity. We give from the heart. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to pray our pastor's blessing, release the pastor's blessing. Amen. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, our senior pastor, Pastor Doris A. Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning, minister on the Wasa, Minister Lauren Green, Illinois. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place and for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in work. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. I hope everyone had a chance to get something out of this word today, such a blessed word. I pray that every single body was able to receive what the Holy Spirit was trying to speak through our apostle this morning. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. Enjoy the your Sunday morning. Enjoy your Sunday, your whole Sunday in the name of Jesus. Don't let the devil strip this word out of your mind. Don't let him strip it out of your heart. Remember, Apostle Talanika and I, we love you. We can never love you more than God loves you. Amen. Remember, Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. We'll be back here at the 2 p.m. hour for Sunday service, so we welcome every single one back for 2 p.m. service. Amen. But if not, we'd love to see you again here Sunday. Amen. God bless you. I hope everybody is all right. We didn't do the announcement, so I hope everybody is all right. Come back to Sunday service at the 2 p.m. hour, and we'll make sure that we'll give those announcements. It's going to be pretty much the same.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, and may God keep you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. Like, can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah.
One time,
yeah.
Don't
when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. Then I